With this Pentecost vigil, we look more in depth in the work of the Holy Spirit throughout the history of salvation. Now we begin, however, with, if you will, kind of the anti-Holy Spirit. We see that story of the Tower of Babel, where the people were planning to build a tower to the heavens. They were basically going to build the stairway to heaven, to take the popular song title. They were going to build this tower that was going to be the greatest tower ever, and it was going to be able to just basically, you know, enter into heaven. And so in response to that, they became confused. God confused their language so that they were no longer speaking the same language. Instead, now they were speaking different languages, as we have it in throughout the world today. But in a way, this is the opposite of what the Holy Spirit does. Because, you know, if you look at the readings for tomorrow, we will see that story of the apostles coming together, receiving the Holy Spirit, and then going out and proclaiming the good news of the gospel to the whole world. Proclaiming to all these people who were speaking different tongues, the result of the Tower of Babel, and yet they could all hear what they had to say. So in a way, the first reading is telling us what the Holy Spirit does, just doing the exact opposite. The second reading, we see the story of the dry bones, how the God will breathe the Spirit back into the people of Israel, will bring people back to him, bring people to worship him, to serve him, to be his people. Well, of course, we know that he did that through our Lord, and then by sending down this advocate upon his people. The third reading, the second reading was the establishment of the covenant, the Mosaic covenant, the covenant between God and the people of Israel. And again, this is, you know, foreshadowing the work of the Holy Spirit, that it is through the Holy Spirit that the new covenant, the covenant that we share in, was established. When the Holy Spirit came down upon the apostles on that day of Pentecost, about 2,000 years ago or so, the new covenant came into existence, that new covenant that we enter into through our baptisms. And then finally, in the fourth reading, we see this promise of the end times, of the Holy Spirit coming down, and the prophecies and all the things that are happening. But again, it's also the work of the Holy Spirit, that is through the holy work of the Holy Spirit that we come to know our Lord better, that we come to have the wisdom and knowledge of God, and that we can come to understand his teachings and to go out and proclaim those teachings, proclaim that good news of the gospel. Well, we have all received this Holy Spirit. As I said, when we were baptized, that Holy Spirit came down upon us and entered into us, joining us to the body of Christ, making us all united as members of the body of Christ, adopting us as sons and daughters of God, as, you know, talked about last week, how we are no longer strangers to God. We are no longer just the beings that he created, but instead we are his sons and daughters, adopted through baptism. When we were confirmed, we again received that Holy Spirit, being sealed with it, so that we might then be called to go forth and live that gospel message, to go forth and proclaim that good news of the gospel that we are called to do. And in fact, that Holy Spirit works within us throughout our lives. That Holy Spirit is constantly coming to us and seeking to work in our lives, seeking to bring to us the gifts of the Spirit, seeking to produce in us those fruits that we learned about for so long ago, but we might not always remember that we have them, that the Spirit wants to work in us and through us to change our lives and to bring the good news of the gospel to the world. The question is, are we open to the working of the Holy Spirit? Are we open to hearing what the Holy Spirit has to say to us today? Are we asking the Holy Spirit to come down upon us? You know, come Holy Spirit, fill our heart, fill the hearts of your faithful. Are we willing to pray that prayer? Are we willing to ask the Holy Spirit to work in our lives as individuals, as a community, as a parish, as a diocese, as a church? Are we asking the Holy Spirit to come down upon our leaders of our church to enlighten them and to lead them in proclaiming that gospel, in bringing all of the church to our Lord? Are we willing to let those groanings, St. Paul uses that image of the Holy Spirit groaning within us in prayer. Are we willing to let that groaning fill our hearts and be joined with, or join our prayers with that prayer of the Holy Spirit, so that we might be enlightened by our Lord? We might have that wisdom and knowledge and love of God that the Holy Spirit wishes to bring upon us. That is what Pentecost Sunday is about. It is about seeking the Holy Spirit in our lives, seeking that living, breathing Spirit, that Spirit that brought life to those bones in that image from Ezekiel, in that Spirit that led the people of Israel, that Spirit that came down upon our Lord when he was baptized, that Spirit that came down upon the apostles, and that Spirit that came down upon all of us at our baptism. May we seek to let that Spirit work in our lives. May we seek the Holy Spirit in everything we do. May we seek the unity that comes from the Holy Spirit. May we seek the peace that comes from the Holy Spirit. May we seek the love that comes from the Holy Spirit. And so may we be willing to pray, "Come, Holy Spirit."